Well, hello and welcome back to another episode of the Asking for a Friend podcast. It's an elder-led ministry of Believers Baptist Church in Emory, Texas. My name is Duffy Henderson, and I'm your host. The Asking for a Friend podcast exists as a weekly resource for the edification and benefit of God's people. Here, we hope to provide helpful, thoughtful, and most importantly, biblical material as we address everyday life questions and issues. If you find this podcast helpful, please take a few moments to share it with someone that you think would also benefit from it. Thanks for listening in, and may the Lord bless this episode greatly to you, in particular as a means of grace for your spiritual growth and your benefit. Well, today I am joined by Jason Rowland, one of our pastors here, regular co-host of the podcast. Jason, how are you this afternoon?
Doing great, Duffy. Looking forward to the podcast episode. We've got a recap of an opportunity that you and I were able to take advantage of.
Yes, we're just going to be talking about a recent conference, Weekender, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a moment, that Jason and I and Kyle Slaymaker, one of our other elders, was able to attend recently. It was a great weekend, a long weekend, lots of good content, pretty exhausting though at the end. If any of you have ever done a work weekender or a work conference, some way you could relate where there's lots of information and you're sitting for a long time, it can take a toll, but it was so good. And so this episode today, we're just going to talk about a little bit of the details of the Weekender, what it is, some of the benefits of that for us specifically, and how that will directly be applicable to our church life here at Believers. So Jason, why don't you get us started really quickly? How did we end up going to this in the first place?
Well, all the elders were invited to attend, and not all of them were able to go. So as you said, Kyle and myself, and then you were able to go with us, and we went with Lane Garland and Chris Means, friends of ours, and have been attending the church for several months now, and will be attending.
Joining soon, I think, right?
Yeah, they will be attending the new members class beginning in April.
Yeah.
First Sunday in April.
Really good brothers.
Really good brothers.
We've been able to get to know them quite
well. So the two of them got to go with the three of us, and that was one of the highlights that I would say just right up front, even though we're going to talk about those more later. One of the highlights was just that five of us having that camaraderie and encouragement and conversation. It was very good.
I thoroughly enjoyed just the friendship and the community that we had there over the weekend. We got an Airbnb, so we were all in one house together in the mornings and the evenings after the days of the conference. We got to eat and share meals together. That's always a good time.
Right. It was. It really was beneficial in terms of just the friendship that we were able to establish with the five of us.
Well, we want to talk a little bit about what is Nine Marks. It's a ministry. What is it? Give just a little bit of background info for that, and then we'll talk about what the Weekender is, Jason.
Well, Nine Marks is a ministry that was really birthed out of a letter that a local pastor was writing to another congregation, Mark Dever, who is the senior pastor of Capitol Hill Baptist Church in Washington, D.C., and is also the president of Nine Marks Ministry. But back in October of 1991, Mark Dever wrote a letter to a church in Massachusetts that needed a new pastor. And they wanted to know how they should proceed and what they should be looking for. So Mark responded in this letter with a list of nine so-called must-haves that have become really the Nine Marks.
The Nine Marks. That's where that kind of came from.
Right. Yeah. And when we say Nine Marks, we're talking about nine marks of a biblical healthy church. And I'll just give them to you without really any explanation for the listener's benefit. Expositional preaching would be number one. Number two, biblical theology. Number three, the gospel. Number four, conversion. Number five, evangelism. Number six, church membership. Number seven, church discipline. Number eight, discipleship. And number nine, leadership. And so those nine marks then become, when they're filled out with all of the nuances and understanding of each of these marks, when they become part of what the church embraces and tries to do, then those nine marks become the standard for a biblical healthy church. Obviously, they're from Scripture. There's not anything out of Scripture that would influence the nine marks. I mean, there's some practical things and some pragmatism involved in some of the ways that these nine marks are carried out within a congregation, because each church will have its own local culture. But they're nine marks that are from the Scripture and really help gauge how a church can know if it's biblically healthy or not.
Yeah, and these are not unique to Mark Dever. I mean, theologians and pastors for ages past have, from time to time, identified what marks out a healthy church from an unhealthy church. What are distinctives of a church that is healthy in the sense of the preaching of the gospel, preaching of sound doctrine, and how it operates? And so, this didn't begin. These are not totally just unique to Mark Dever, but he really codified these things for kind of a new age of young church planting pastors, and really coming into the 21st century as the landscape of American Christianity specifically has been changing a lot. These are kind of some pillars that really set up a healthy church model. So
right.
Really commendable.
Right. I think in 1994, Nine Marks was established as a ministry, and it's a ministry that is still viable today. Obviously, we're talking about it. It's a ministry that really has events, resources, podcasts, sermons, articles.
Lots of books.
Lots of books, all to encourage and equip pastors, elders, to build a biblical healthy church.
Yeah, it's a ministry that really centers on one thing, is ecclesiology, the doctrine of the church. So the church's structure, how it ought to operate, what a church should not be about, what a church should be about, how a church's leadership ought to function biblically, how the church's congregation ought to function biblically, all of these practical church life matters. Nine Marks has really just aimed the tip of the spear at really creating good content and resources for churches all over.
Yes, and the Weekender is one of those opportunities.
Yes.
And so back on February 22nd through 25th of this year, there was a Weekender that was offered at High Point Baptist Church in Austin.
That's right.
And so that's the one that you and I attended with Kyle and with Lane and with Chris. And we arrived on Thursday, and we left Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
So you mentioned in the introduction, it was a long weekend.
It was a long weekend, and we actually left early. The Weekender was it actually carried on until after their Sunday evening members meeting at the church, and we'll talk a little bit about that in a moment, but it was a full 4 days of good content and good fellowship.
It really was.
So what's the Weekender designed for, Jason? What's the Weekender in a nutshell?
It's designed for area pastors to come, and you can come from any part of the nation that you want to, but they had it in Austin, so that makes it a little more central for some pastors in the area of Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, to be able to come and just experience what a Nine Marks church or a biblical healthy church does in terms of its eldership, in terms of its corporate worship, its church membership, its members meeting. So it's basically a come and see. And while you're here, we're going to have conversation with you. We're going to have some sessions. We're going to teach you. We're going to encourage the fellowship and the relationship. Because you said it as we were discussing before we started recording, that it's about, we're all trying to do the same thing. We all want to have a biblically healthy church. We want the kingdom of God to grow through the local church. We want people to be reached and to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and our neighbor as ourselves. And so some people are doing it in Arkansas and Oklahoma and Nebraska and, you know, North Texas, South Texas, East Texas. And each church has its own culture, but we're all trying to do the same thing, because these are biblical marks that are right and good that benefit the church. That is the congregation. These aren't marks that somehow elevate the elders or put the staff and the elders on a higher plane. It's not something to use as a weapon against the congregation. This is for the congregation's benefit and good. And so we're all trying to do the same things. But we're all coming from a different place. And so the Weekender, to answer your question again, is just to come and observe. And while you're here, we want to pour into you and give you opportunity to ask questions, because everybody's going to be at a different place in the life of their local church. There's going to be different nuances of how they do things. And maybe something that somebody in Arkansas is doing would help us in Emory at Believers Baptist Church.
Very good. Yeah, I think for me personally, what I took away is two words. The weekend or the weekender really served the purpose of encouragement and equipping.
Yes.
So there was this element of all these guys have given these 4 days to, you know, away from the office, away from home. But it's not just a head exercise, an intellectual exercise that they've spent their time, but they're there to be encouraged by other men who are facing same challenges and difficulties, but also maybe be encouraged by those who've come through those challenges and difficulties and have things to offer those who are currently in it. And so that's a really great aspect. But the other aspect is equipping, is just being able to, you know, proverbially bring your knife and your tools to sharpen them, to be honed. To be reminded of things that maybe have been put on the back burner and said, no, I need to be, we need to bring this back up to the forefront of our ministry. We need to be reminded this is important and not to just shirk it or put it off to the side. So many positive things just from the weekend itself, being with other men like-minded who are trying to strive for the same goal in our various different contexts.
Right. And so we had sessions in which we were able to attend, for example, biblical leadership and raising up other elders, church membership, church discipline. We had a session on missions in the local church. We had a session on the culture of counseling within a local church, and that doesn't mean necessarily that every church has to have a counseling ministry. It means within the congregation itself, how do we counsel one another, encourage one another? How do we strive to make one another better and help one another in terms of spiritual life? We had a session on congregationalism that was really super good. We had a session on corporate worship. And so all of these sessions then are part of the equipping. And then not only that, but we actually get to see an elders meeting in process. How do those elders of High Point Baptist Church conduct themselves? And we got to visualize with them, really experience, you know, a Sunday morning worship service. How do they conduct themselves in terms of praying the scripture and reading the scripture and preaching the scripture and singing the scripture? All of it is just, as you said, equipping and encouraging. And besides that, you know, we get a ton of books that we bring back with us.
How many books did we get for free? I can't remember. It was over 15.
Probably.
Around 15-ish, 17, right, I think, books right. That we were able to.
So we received, for example, we received one book that was called How to Build a Healthy Church, The Leadership Formula. 7 Dangers Facing Your Church, a book on church eldership, a book on church discipline, a book on church membership. And some of these we already have. And
even one on budgeting.
Yes.
A practical biblical take on church budgets. I mean, yes. That sounds like a great read, doesn't it?
It is a great read. And in fact, this is actually what the elders of Believer Baptist Church use when we start talking about the budget every year.
So. Yeah, yeah. Some of our listeners, maybe newer listeners, may not be aware of this, but I know that for you, Jason, and several of our elders, you guys have been impacted and have been influenced by the 9 Marks resources for quite some time now. When was the first time you ever heard of Mark Dever and the 9 Marks ministry? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't know that I remember that for
certain. It's been a while, right, though?
Oh, yes. it's been a while because the ministry is 30 years old.
Sure.
Something in that time frame. And so I've been pastoring here for 24. So, you know, it was early on that I began to get exposed to this. First, there was the theological reality of doctrines of grace that the Lord began to awaken me to, and I began to understand. And if you begin to understand that and the theological value and significance of what's being said, and we talk about the doctrines of grace, then you recognize they influence everything else.
It's a lot of stuff that's downstream of that one component there, right?
So then you want to start doing a biblical healthy church. And you want to do...
what does membership look like?
What does membership look like?
Should we have membership? And if we do have it, how should we go about doing that?
Right. How does baptism really
look? How does baptism, and how does that work with the membership of the church and all these big questions?
Right. The Lord's Supper.
The Lord's Supper.
How do we do corporate worship? What songs should we sing? How do we preach the word? How do we encourage the people in prayer? I mean, that's the crust of the matter.
Yes.
I mean, and so
yes.
The nine marks has been a tremendous influence on me in thinking about where Believers Baptist Church ought to be going.
Yeah, and so I guess really I was just bringing that point up because if you are here, part of the life of our church, even as a visitor or a new member or a longtime member, all of the stuff that we were exposed to over the weekender was stuff that are values that our elders right now imbibe and are trying to work diligently at implementing and always better sharpening these values and applying them to the life of the church.
Yes.
So it's not a lot of new stuff. It was just good reminders of values and principles, biblical principles that we try diligently to already implement.
Right.
Here.
Well, and I think if we want to go here now, one of the benefits of the conference for me personally was just an encouragement to see that other churches have tried to embrace this and other eldership groups and some of the ups and downs that they've experienced is some of the ups and downs that we've had here. And it's the growing pains. It's the stretching. It's not... most of our churches, how do I say this carefully, at least the churches that I've experienced in my adulthood and even in my childhood, would not be thinking about these things carefully. These things would be just sort of taken for granted and it wouldn't be thought of deeply from the Scripture.
And their implications for practical ministry life.
Yes. And so... then once you start trying to embrace these things and implement them in a congregation, and that congregation has been mostly typical church life congregation, sometimes it's hard. It's hard to think about why are we doing the things that we do in corporate worship? Why do we make such a big deal out of baptism? Why do we make such a big deal about church discipline? That's unloving. That is not the way to treat people. And, you know, so out of the weekender, the thing that helped me the most, I think, was just the encouragement. We are doing the right thing. And there are ups and downs, and perhaps there's even mistakes made by myself or the elders as we try to wrestle through this. But we are trying to do the right thing in terms of having a biblical, healthy church. And just to hear other pastors struggling with some of the same issues, to be able to help other pastors think about this, probably of everything that was said and done personally for the weekend for me was just a tremendous shot in the arm that I received, because there are times I'm like, I just want to go find a church out in the country, and I just want to love the people and bury them, and we'll be done.
Yeah. All this other stuff, I'll let somebody else fight those battles. I'm tired, right?
Yes, yes. I mean, there's a truth to that, though. There is a truth to that. A lot of heartache and sleepless nights.
Well, to put a different, to, on the same coin on the other side of it, from my perspective, I was also encouraged because as I sat through those conference sessions and had conversations with other men who were there, who were other pastors or on staff or whatever they were in their church, I was just reminded once again of how blessed we are here at Believers that we do have an elder team who is, for all intents and purposes, a healthy elder team here. We have a church. It ain't perfect by any means, but it's a healthy church here. What we're doing here is a good thing. We're striving to do church right, even when it means that not everyone is on board with it. It's difficult with those things, but at the same time, it was encouraging to me. I was proud to call myself a staff member and a member of Believers Baptist Church because of all the affirmation that we're on the right track, even though we flub things we're going to face plant, you know, but we're on the right road.
Yes.
And so I can agree with you in that. It was very encouraging in that way.
And personally, you, Duffy Henderson, was very encouraging to me. You would bring pastors over and introduce them to me, and it was just fun. It was fun to see the way that you interacted with others in terms of me, and it made me feel good. And then once again, even though I told you this before, I'll say it again publicly. I too appreciate it, brother. It was very, very encouraging.
It was good. It was very good. Yeah. I joked with Jason and then some other guys that I met, you know, there. I said, I've got a guy here. Nobody knows him, but he could be – this guy has been doing this stuff for years, and I get to serve with him. You know, have you met him? No, who is this? You know, and just trying to encourage Jason as well.
Yes,
you know,
and it worked, brother. I think another benefit or encouragement or help for me, and I think we want to talk about the practical implications for our church in just a moment, was the way that, and perhaps you want to talk more about this too, just the reminder of the value of the congregation.
And the importance of the congregation.
Yes, the authority of the congregation.
The authority of the congregation is huge.
Right. I just had a conversation with someone today. And we were talking, and I said, well, who has the authority of this church? And he said, the congregation. I said, that's right.
That's right.
That's right.
So this is a, you know, Believers, we are an elder-led congregational rule, to use official terms there. The elders do not rule here. They lead. And there's authority invested by the scriptures in the elders, but it's a limited authority. And there's authority that's invested into the congregation. Every individual believer has an authority to God and accountability to God for the life of the church and what goes on. And that's why we operate as we do. That's why we take membership here seriously. But I was super encouraged. One of the most impactful sessions that we sat under, and it wasn't something new for me, but it was just framed in such a clear, simple way by Michael Lawrence. He's a pastor up in the Northwest, and he was one of the keynote speakers for the weekend. He's written books with Nine Marks, a longtime Nine Marks author. He's written on their website many times and just a well-known voice in that world. But he spoke on congregationalism and the importance of the authority of the congregation and how the relationship of the elders and the congregation work in a right way, in a biblically healthy way, and just the importance of that. Sometimes I think church members can become passive. You know, it's just easy to kind of sit and be a passive consumer in the life of the church, but there is an onus on the church member as well as the elders to all of them combined are charged with the integrity and the purity of the church. And it was just a wonderful session.
It really was. And this might be a time to make a shameless plug.
Oh, sure. Yes.
Michael Lawrence is going to be a guest for one of the podcast episodes in the future.
Yes, be looking out for an episode coming up soon. Michael Lawrence has agreed to come on to our podcast. We'll do it via Zoom. So there will be a YouTube episode as well as an audio episode here as you're listening. And he's going to talk to us. I've asked him to basically rehash that conference session on congregationalism. So if you're a member of Believers, I would highly encourage you, please put it on your calendar to make sure to listen to that episode. It will be so important for you as a member of our church to hear some of the values and some of the important aspects that you bring to the table as a member and some of the authority and the responsibility as a member that you bear as a member of our church. It's super, super important. I'm excited about that episode coming up.
I am too, and I think it will be tremendously encouraging and helpful and informative to the congregation.
Yes.
If they would take the opportunity to listen in on that conversation.
Absolutely. Please, please be looking out for that episode. We will, I'm sure, make an announcement on our social media, and it may be even in the bulletin as well coming up. So, all right. Well, in this middle portion of the podcast, we've talked about some of what the Weekender is. Jason, we've talked about some highlights of the weekend. Were there any other conference sessions that you thought were helpful, or do you want to make our way to the last closing portion of the episode?
Yes, I think it would be good now to talk about some of the implications for us practically here.
Absolutely, let's do it.
And one of those would be the way that we have realized in our elders, as elders, that we need to take member care more seriously. We at one time had that as a priority, and then it began to slip back, and there began to be more issues and kinds of good discussions about things that were important for the life of the church that needed to be discussed. But then member care began to wane in terms of its priority. We were convicted of that. Kyle Slaymaker is our...
he's the chairman
of the
elder board, right? Isn't he?
He really is. And he sets the agendas for our meetings and gives directions. And he and I work together on the agenda, but he's the one who directs that and walks through it with us in the meetings. But we're going to be much more diligent in member care, and I'm excited about that. Another thing that we realized is we don't meet enough. We were meeting once a month, and some months it got crowded out. And that's one reason why member care got crowded out, is because when we did meet, there was so much that we had to talk about. And so we just, as we sometimes do, make the...
There was so much of the business stuff to talk about. The member care and the personal care of the church kind of got put to the
side.
Yeah.
So
unintentionally.
Unintentionally, but nevertheless, it did. And so we're meeting now twice a month. We meet the first Sunday of every month, immediately following the worship service, and we meet the third Monday night of every month. And we have the elders' meetings are divided up in two sessions. There's an open session, which, by the way, if you're a member of Believers Baptist Church and you're listening, I would give anything if the whole congregation would say, hey, we want y'all to do a membership, a elders' meeting on the stage. We want to see. I would give anything if the membership...
Hey, you've given me a good idea here. I may prompt that.
I want them to see that. I want them to experience that.
I would love for them to see. I've had the privilege of sitting in on some elders' meetings. I would love for our people to see how you guys operate and talk through issues. It's a blessing.
Right.
Five guys can sit around a table with different concerns, different emphasis, different points of view, and can hash out stuff in a timely manner without, you know, throwing knives at one another. You know, I'm sure that may have happened in the past. It's, you know, little here and there, but generally speaking, you guys do a great job of, you know, listening to one another, hearing each other's concerns, you know, submitting to one another in times where something is important, but not as important enough to make a big deal of it, if that makes sense. And it's an encouragement. So, yeah, I second that.
Yeah, well, so we have the open session, and then we have the executive session where we just talk about some more sensitive items in relation to membership, and that doesn't need to be in an open session where everybody can hear.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, but members can at any point request to come to a member, an elder meeting with a concern of theirs or thoughts for the elders.
Absolutely, please do.
It's not a locked door situation, but the elders do need to know ahead of time.
Yes, all they have to do is contact myself or preferably Kyle Slaymaker. Say, Kyle, I'd like to come to the elders meeting. I'd like to listen. Hey, Kyle, I'd like to come, and I have a concern I'd like for the elders to hear. That's all they have to do. Just do it ahead of time, because what we'll do is Kyle will type that up in a memo. All the elders will receive that before the meeting, and they'll know when they come to the table, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about this issue, and this person is bringing it, and here's her or his concerns.
And you will have the elders' ears for that time. They're there. They're going to listen to you.
Yes.
And I correct me if I'm wrong here too. I don't want to overspeak, but also just because there's an issue brought up, it doesn't mean that there's a guarantee of an outcome. They're going to consider that. They'll prayerfully consider the words. But it's helpful, I think, when you come to an elders' meeting to not expect a result right away, yes or no.
Right.
The elders need to prayerfully consider and maybe have another follow-up conversation. So please come. Correct me if I'm wrong. You know, you can clarify this, but come, bring your concerns, but also know that there's not going to be an immediate yes or no, maybe, or that it takes time to work through those issues.
That's right. And sometimes the issues aren't necessarily even yes and no. So
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. So you're right. If it is a yes and no, if there's a decision that needs to be made, likely it's not going to be made in that meeting.
Sure.
Because it will need to be prayed about and perhaps have some closed discussion or executive.
Seeking other counsel about the matter with various,
So. There might need some research done.
That's right.
So all of these things would be true, yes. And I appreciate your invitation to everyone and your idea, you know, to your encouragement rather than that you have said to invite.
Because I think the important part of that is simply, as a church member, there's more buy-in with commitment to the church as a whole. Whenever you're able to see your leaders, especially discussing matters of the church that are important, and you do get to have the elders do want to hear you if you have something that's of a concern.
Right.
They want to hear from you.
Right. And so we would do that. I mean, that would be one of the practical implications that we came out of the Weekender with. Another one would probably, again, we can probably talk more about this, but how does the congregationalism, how do we need to think better about that in terms of members' meetings?
Yes, there was lots of good information about members' meetings that we got.
Yeah, so we'll be thinking about that. In fact, this coming Monday, the 18th of March, I'm not sure when this episode's coming out, but the 18th of March, we will be having an elder meeting, and part of our agenda will be the members' meeting that's coming up at the end of March.
Very good. Very good.
End of April, I'm sorry.
Sure, yeah. Coming up quick, though.
Yes, yeah.
Well, Jason, I think it's time to wrap this episode up. We've talked a lot about this Weekender, a lot of good things, some practical matters with church life here at Believers. Again, what a blessing it was for us to attend. Do you have any closing comments? And we'll tie the knot on this one.
But I guess the thing that I want the congregation, the listener, particularly if you're a member of Believers Baptist Church, just to know your elders do take seriously the responsibility. And they do take seriously your spiritual life and want to encourage that, want to equip you spiritually. And I don't ever want it to be us and they. We are together. And there is a unity and a fellowship that we ought to foster and enjoy. We ought to be eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace,
amen,
as Paul says. And so pray for us, even as we pray for you. Help us as, again, we try to help you. And let's let the name of Jesus be lifted high from Believers Baptist Church.
Amen.
Let's let God be exalted.
That summarizes our entire ministry model, and our entire ministry philosophy here is the glory of God near and far.
Yes.
Right. Well, thank you for listening. That wraps it up for today's episode. Thanks for giving the time today for half an hour or so to listen to the podcast. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. Don't forget to like and share the podcast with someone that you think would benefit from it. Share it through social media, email, text message, however you share media. Please pass it along, especially to those members of our church that may be benefited by it. Don't forget also, you can submit a question to us if you'd like us to cover some content in the future. Go to our website, bbcemory.org. Go to the media tab, and you'll find a place to do that. And as usual, until next time, grace and peace be with you all.